209. The Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty's status as a steadfast symbol of freedom has remained steady for quite some time now. As huge in physical stature as Lady Liberty is, her stem, or base, is almost as big as she. In the early part of the 20th century, captains at the steering wheels of ships steered many immigrants through the steep waters of New York Harbor past the stern-faced, stiff structure. Upon glancing at the figure, many passengers felt stimulated about arriving in the new country. Many would stick their heads over the edge of the ship and stiffen in amazement at the size of the statue. Such a work of art acted as a stimulus for them to assimilate into the new culture. Though we now think of Lady Liberty as having always been revered, at one time the statue had a stigma associated with it. Given to America by France on the 100th anniversary of the USA's victory in the Revolutionary War, it was supposed to immediately stand for the stellar achievements of the Founding Fathers. Instead, for the first few years of its stay in the U.S., the structure lay sterile inside a warehouse. Statistics at the time of its arrival in the U.S. show that people thought it would stifle the beauty of the growing New York skyline. This presented a sticky situation for the U.S. government. Though people seemed not to want it placed in New York Harbor, the country needed a poignant symbol so that the stimulation of national pride could occur for the centennial celebration. They finally placed it in the harbor, and it eventually became the symbol it is today. These days, people visit Liberty Island, Ellis Island, and Manhattan, enjoying steak dinners in nearby posh restaurants, then heading out to the local tourist traps to buy Statue of Liberty memorabilia as diverse as stick pins and stationery.